High taste today for a public radio show, from diamonds to foie gras, the fatted duck liver that is a French delicacy for some, an animal rights issue for others. Those ducks get fat livers because they're force-fed. Inhumane, the activists say. Delicious, the gourmands respond. There are just three foie gras duck farms in this country. One is in California, where a state lawmaker now has a bill to ban foie gras production and sale. Molly Peterson of member station KQED reports.
A duck's lifespan on this Central Valley farm is 3.5 months. After that, they're taken to processing, made into duck burgers, confit, breasts, and the foie gras sold for $40 a pound. What everybody's fighting about happens in the last 2 weeks before the truck comes.
250 grams dry. So with the water, it's more than that. It's 400 grams.
That's Sonoma foie gras farm manager Eric Delma. Next to him is a rolling steel tank of water and corn feed. It's connected to a pressurized trigger feeder, ending in a metal tube a foot long and 3/4 of an inch wide. A feeder places that tube down a duck's throat, and a cup and a half of mush is pushed down, bulging in the throat like a stuck avocado. This twice-a-day process is called gavage, and Delma claims it doesn't hurt the ducks.
They are concerned, but not frightened.
The French native remembers his grandmother feeding geese with a funnel, massaging food down their throats by hand. Machines speed up the process, but Delma says the old ways still work.
There is no way to have what's named foie gras and have the taste of foie gras without using a funnel to feed the ducks. And it's done since 7,000 years ago. The Egyptians do this, and there is no way of administering feed to the animals.
But Delma's company, the only one of its kind in the state, may need to find a way. A bill championed by President of the State Senate John Burton would make the signature product of Sonoma foie gras illegal. Now, after months of fighting, company co-owner Guillermo Gonzalez no longer opposes the proposal he once said would put him out of business. Gonzalez says he doesn't have a choice.
We're going to do our very best to try to find alternate ways to modify it to the best of our ability. We are not necessarily magicians, but what counts at this time, I think, is the goodwill.
Salvadoran immigrant Gonzalez has been telling legislators his rags-to-modest riches story about how he got his start selling duck livers out of an igloo cooler to local restaurants. That's bought him some breathing room from sympathetic legislators. The proposed law wouldn't take effect until 2012. By then, Gonzalez hopes to prove ducks aren't injured by feeding. And he says he'll also look for other methods of making duck livers fatter and bigger, like genetic engineering. But the animal rights activists who have been pushing the bill think he's missing the point. Viva USA's Lauren Ornelas says Gonzalez should find another line of work.
I mean, it's absolutely unnecessary. I mean, the fact that people will defend and justify a food that requires the suffering of an animal is just unbelievable. They're basically saying it is okay to put an animal through this kind of pain and suffering just because I like the way that it tastes.
Sonoma foie gras has gourmands on its side who go out of their way to order their product in restaurants. The restaurant's lobbying group supports the company, as do defiant chefs who've added the dish to their menus. Nonetheless, California legislators are expected to vote in favor of a foie gras ban by the end of the summer. A similar piece of legislation in New York State would shut down the other two domestic producers. But that bill is meeting more resistance. For Day to Day, I'm Molly Peterson in San Francisco.